Hello there, this is Political Nigeria. You are listening to the voice of Ibueli Arinze, your host for Nigeria's number one political podcast. Yesterday, we'll be discussing the recent release of INEC's list for the 2023 elections. Surprisingly absent were the names of the people we call the big wigs, Nigeria's top shots, the top hats, the men of timber and caliber. Their names missing from the list of those who were qualified, or should I say, who had made INEC lists. Among these people, the likes of the former minister for Niger Delta Affairs, the former governor of Akwa Ibom State, Godswill Akpabio, the present sitting governor of Ebonyi State, who had also contested the presidential primaries of the All Progressives Congress, David Umahi, and the Senate President, who had also contested the presidential primaries, Senator Ahmed Lawal. Their names were not on INEC's list. Surprising, isn't it? Well, these and many more we'll be discussing today. So sit tight and relax. You're Nigeria's number one political podcast, Political Nigeria, with Ibueli Arinze. All right, welcome to Political Nigeria, Nigeria's leading number one political podcast, with Ibueli Arinze. Like I said, today we'll be discussing on the non-appearance of the names of David Umahi, Senator Godswill Akpabio, and Senator Ahmed Lawan on the INEC list for the forthcoming 2023 general elections. Now, let me give you a background to this discussion. Earlier on, the likes of Godswill Akpabio, Governor David Umahi, and Ahmed Lawan had, you know, sought to pick the All Progressives Congress presidential ticket. And so they applied for the elections. Now, for the likes of Godswill Akpabio, owing to the insertion of Section 8412, which bars all political appointees from participating in any convention, congress, or primaries. Godswill Akpabio had to resign his appointment, and then, you know, after picking the form, and then, you know, threw himself into the race. Unfortunately, he stepped aside for the eventual winner of the primary, Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu, and sought to, you know, present himself for the senatorial race or senatorial seat. And sure, perhaps he must have had an arrangement of sorts. For the likes of David Umahi, he is the present sitting governor of Ebonyi State. He had also sought to contest the presidential elections, even though there were rumors, unfounded rumors then, that he was eyeing the senatorial seat, you know, that should the presidential ticket not fall to him. And lastly, Senator Ahmed Lawan, who is the current sitting Senate President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, of the Senate in the National Assembly. Ahmed Lawan had the 9th National Assembly. Ahmed Lawan had also sought the presidency, but lost out, and then had sought to, you know, engage in what I call a political ruffle fight with the person whose name later emerged, Machina, you know. And when the lists were presented, the names of Umahi, Akpabio, and Lawan had surfaced, even though these guys never participated in any primaries. For example, I know that one Agum Eze had, you know, raised an alarm that David Umahi was seeking to, you know, stop her from running for the Senate while he was still running for the presidency. I recall reading that in the newspapers. And the likes of Ahmed Lawan and Akpabio also never participated in any primaries, because you can't participate in two primaries at the same time. So, you know, the likes of David Umahi, Akpabio, and Lawan never participated. But surprisingly, when the names represented by their parties, their names surfaced. And this led to an outcry by well-meaning Nigerians who were, you know, angry at the process. I mean, if you did not participate in the primaries, then there is no way your name should surface, except the person who, you know, featured in the primaries, you know, had said, look, I can't, you know, do this, and I'm asking to be withdrawn. And another primaries, probably, I think, according to the Electoral Act, will be held, like what happened in the case of Bala Muhammad, when he ran for the presidency and lost. As at that time, the Bauchi PDP had got the new Guba candidate. But Bala Muhammad didn't fare well in the primaries. And so I think he got the candidate or the aspirant, the candidate who emerged, to step down, and a fresh primaries were held. But in this case, we did not see a situation where the fresh primaries were held, because, first of all, I think the APC had lost out in the deadline, because if you remember, INEC had to go back six, you know, shifts, its deadline by 6 days to accommodate the APC. So, I mean, when the names of these guys surfaced, it really raised a lot of outcry. A lot of people complained, and even the persons themselves, you know, threatened legal action against the party. For example, the Machina guy, you know, had threatened to institute a case at the level of the High Court, because he said that his name was removed from the process, and that since Lawan had not participated in any primaries, then Lawan should never, his name should never have been mentioned. You know, so even when I listened to the spokesperson for INEC, Mr. Festus Okoye, speak today, he was saying that, look, even if a political party has submitted the name of any candidate who did not emerge from a political primaries or did not emerge from a valid primary party primaries, the commission was not obligated to publish the name of such a person. So you see, I wonder who advised this gentleman, and I think these are the odds we see with our political processes. Because if someone didn't participate in the valid primaries, then I am wondering how the person would be expecting to, you know, get the ticket. I mean, this kind of a thing, you know, makes our process very sick, and brings to bear one of the very ugly faces of our democracy, or of our democracy since the nation's return to democracy. You know, such things happened in the past and did not augur well for our democracy. People who never purchased forms, people, and before you know it, people's names were substituted, and you know, these persons went on to represent, and you know, the other persons were left licking their wounds. The first essence of a democracy should be fairness. That to me should be the first essence of a democracy. So it's a situation where we are having the likes of Ahmed Lawan wanting to, you know, impose himself when you did not participate in the process. You know, smacks of, should I call it political arrogance or arrogance itself? I mean, if Ahmed Lawan knew that he wasn't going to, you know, wanted to go back to the Senate, you know, for a record time of, I think, 4 or 5 times now, having been the highest serving member in the National Assembly since our return to democracy, because he has been there since 1999. For crying out loud, Ahmed Lawan should have just recoursed himself from the presidential primaries and focused on the Senate. For Governor David Umahi, of course, the presidency was a higher calling, but he had to choose one. There was no way he was going to run for presidency and run for the Senate. So, I mean, this thing smack I don't know how to put it, but the commission, thankfully, has done a good job. INEC has done a good job, and we must commend INEC, because I think these guys are beginning to understand that our democracy cannot continue this way. Because tomorrow, somebody who never ran for presidency could just wake up and find his name on the ballots. Yes. And how do we tell people, how do we tell people that our votes count? How do we get people to participate in the process, in a process that they see not to be free and fair? How do we get people to join hands with and play a role, no matter how little, if they cannot vouch for the fairness of that system? We saw this in 2003, where an Adolphus Nwabara, who had lost an election to an elder Imo in Abia State, was suddenly declared winner and brought to the Senate and made Senate president. We saw how Rotimi Amaechi, thankfully he went to school a lot and he challenged the process, was removed for Celestine Omega, who even went on to win the elections before the Supreme Court ruled that Rotimi Amaechi was the duly elected candidate of PDP and should be sworn in as governor of Rivers State. We witnessed this in Lagos in 2007, where the wife of Funsho Williams had defeated Musili Obanikoro, only for Musili Obanikoro to be handed the ticket of the People's Democratic Party in 2007. Thankfully, he was to lose to Babatunde Rajifasola. I can go on and on and on and on. So such gangsterism in our democracy has no place in a country that seeks to grow with such democracy. So it's kudos to INEC for doing its yeoman job by ensuring that the names of these persons who did not participate in a valid primaries and in a primaries that was properly conducted by a political party, their name should not find itself in the list. Otherwise, what are we doing? It's a case of where might is right. And so because an Akpabio being a former governor and a former minister who believes that look, a seat should be left for him, or a senatorial ticket should be left for him, and Senator Ahmed Lawan believes that okay, because he is a sitting Senate president, a seat should be left for him. These things are ridiculous. And it's about time we condemn such issues. And so, in concluding, I think INEC has been fair enough, and this is a good position on INEC's non-bias as regards the electoral process. And if INEC can continue to maintain this stance, you know, putting and doing that which is right at all times, then I think there is hope for our democracy in Nigeria. I say this because if we continue to play the game the way it has been played before in the past, then we'll continue to go in circles, and this country will never know true democracy. I recall sitting at a seminar where Maita Masule talked about an African democracy. He was insinuating that we should practice a democracy that was different from that practiced by the Westerners. And Alhaji Barabe Musa, former governor of Kaduna State, stood up and said, "What is undemocratic, or what is if the African democracy cannot respect one man equals one vote, and that 1 + 1 = 2, and that rigging and for the use of force and the use of state apparatuses to unfavorably, to favor one party or candidate cannot be African democracy?" And so Barabe Musa said, "It's the same thing everywhere. One man, one vote." And so we cannot continue to practice such democracy according to African terms. I'm not saying that's what Maita Masule advocated, but I think he must have felt that, oh, look, we can't get it right as the Westerners. No, we can't get it right. And even now, we can't get it right. And so in concluding, I think it's not only INEC, but also civil society organizations, and even those who felt cheated, the likes of Machina and Ko, who have insisted that, look, you can't eat your cake and have it, deserve kudos from millions of Nigerians. Because this democracy is ours to protect. Churchill said, "Democracy is the worst form of government, but it is better than every other form of government." Thank you for listening. I remain your host, Ibuyele Arinze. Keep it with me for more elucidating and insightful topics on your number one political podcast, Political Nigeria, where we discuss issues and try to fix our politics. Thank you, and may God bless you.